Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Trish Irvine, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. The first reading today from Deuteronomy has Moses speaking to the people, saying, "Now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy." And he goes on to speak about how important it is to follow these laws carefully and to do whatever the Lord is asking them to do, because the Lord is honoring them by giving them a particular way that they're called to live. This makes me think a bit of the encyclical God is Love by Pope Benedict XVI. And it says, "Being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction." And so this isn't in conflict with what Moses is saying. Following the laws of the Lord is important, and it's the first step of entering into a relationship with someone. And so I like to tell my students this story to kind of illustrate this point of rules being important but can't be the ending point of a relationship. And so I give them this situation of a husband and wife. They get home from work and they're talking a little bit, and the husband says, "You know, I really love you, dear, but being married to you sometimes feels like a burden." And the wife is very surprised and maybe a little hurt. And she says, "Well, what's so burdensome about being married to me?" And he says, "Well, at the office, there are a lot of beautiful women and I can't date any of them." And she goes, "Well, yeah, I mean, you can't date any of them. You're married to me. But I didn't realize that was such a burden." And then he says, "Yeah, and sometimes I want to just get a plane ticket and just like fly to Florida or go to Mexico or go to Europe. I just want to go somewhere. But if I did, I would have to tell you, otherwise you'd be really upset." And she says, "Well, yes, if you were going to leave the state or the country, I would really want you to tell me before you did that. But I didn't realize that was a burden." And he goes through and he gives a few other examples of things that he can't do because of her. And at this point, it's very easy to see the looks on my students' faces and now they really don't like the husband in this situation. And it's very clear as to why. And so when I try to get them to articulate it, usually they come up with something like, "He's focusing on the wrong things." And if we draw it out a bit, we recognize that, yeah, all of these things that the husband says he can't do, it's true, right? He shouldn't date other people at work. He shouldn't just randomly leave the state or the country. Everything that he says is true. He shouldn't do those things. but he has the wrong focus of the situation, right? He's forgetting about all of the things that he's gifted with because he's in this particular relationship. And it's true with any relationship that we enter into, that every relationship asks us to sacrifice something in some way for the good of the other, for the good of ourselves, for the good of this growing bond between us. Right. And I talk about how with your friends, when they tell you something that's important and personal, you don't just tell everybody else. But that's like a rule that you kind of need to follow. And yeah, it restricts you in a sense, but only if you're really focused on, wow, now I can't go tell everybody these personal details about your life. Realistically, we look at it as, well, you trusted me with this, and I want to honor that trust. And so we see Moses encouraging people to follow the Lord and to follow the law that he has given. But we understand that that is not the end goal, is only following the law or only doing the particulars. In the gospel, Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." And then he talks about what happens when we break the least of these commandments, and when we teach other people to do the same. And at the end of the gospel, he says, "But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And so the rules and laws of the Lord are meant to govern our actions, but we don't follow rules just to follow rules, but rather, in that quote from Pope Benedict, the rules help us enter into the relationship with a person. Right? We don't follow the Ten Commandments primarily because we're just making this ethical choice to follow them, but rather because we met a person. We met the Lord. We met Jesus Christ. And because of that, we want to do what he asks us to do. We want to live in the way that he commands, or at least to strive to live in that way. And when we speak about being in relationship with a person rather than just following a set of rules that are enforced upon us, it shifts the whole conversation, right? Lord, for love of you, I will go to Mass on Sunday. I will enter into this sacrifice that you offer and you represent every time the Mass is celebrated. I will go, Lord, for love of you. Lord, I won't lie, because in you is truth and there is found no deceit, and I desire you to dwell within me. Lord, I will honor you first above all things, because you are the most important one in my life, and I desire to always be in relationship with you so that I might be with you for all eternity. The rules and laws are important, but they're always leading us towards a renewed encounter and relationship with a person, a relationship with God. So let us pray. Lord, thank you for the church that you've given to us. Thank you for guiding her through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the rules and the laws that you give to us. Lord, teach us to follow your laws, especially the ones we are most prone to forget or overlook, and to follow them with an ever deeper fidelity and a deeper desire to enter into relationship with you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.